This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember I told you guys that there was a rapidly expanding E. coli outbreak, and it was in two states at the time. This was last week, and they didn't know what the source was, and they were figuring it out. Well, the CDC did figure it out. The 29 illnesses and 9 hospitalizations that were reported in Michigan and Ohio has now expanded to at least 37 illnesses. They think maybe even closer to 100, but right now, CDC is reporting 37 illnesses, 10 hospitalizations, but in 4 states. And they think the common denominator were Wendy's sandwiches and the romaine lettuce on Wendy's sandwiches. Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and I think one case in Indiana have now reported cases. Michigan officials on their site reported having 43 confirmed cases alone. So with the CDC's total of 37, then it actually is an additional 28 reported from the Michigan side. But officials are thinking this, by the time they figured this out, at least 100 people could have been fallen ill. Among the 10 people hospitalized, 3 people in Michigan did develop hemolytic uremic syndrome. We've spoken about that. It's a pretty, pretty bad kidney event and blood vessel event that can happen from the toxin of E. coli. The CDC reports that 26 people interviewed, 86% of them, 22 reported eating at a Wendy's restaurant in the week before their illness started. And I got to say, kudos to the CDC on this one. I know the CDC has definitely, you know, gotten its criticism with the mandates and not, you know, speaking out against the lockdowns and a lot of the flip-flopping. But at least they did manage to get on this relatively quickly. So I'm, you know, pretty relieved that at least they're starting to narrow it down. But they can't say it's that 100%. So according to the CDC, they said a specific food has not yet been confirmed as the source of the outbreak, but many sick people reported eating sandwiches with romaine lettuce at Wendy's restaurants in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania before getting sick. They haven't interviewed the one in Indiana, but they believe, yeah, that could be related. Based on this information, Wendy's has taken the precautionary measure of removing the romaine lettuce being used in sandwiches from restaurants in that region. Wendy's uses a different type of romaine lettuce for their salads. So the salads, I think, are still fine. Investigators are working to confirm whether romaine lettuce is the actual source of the outbreak and whether romaine lettuce used in Wendy's sandwiches was served or sold at other businesses. Wendy's is fully cooperating with the investigation. Now, all right, so this is what bothers me. And I get bothered a lot by things like this. Okay. So Wendy's, I like their burgers. And one of the reasons why I like their burgers is their taste. But I also feel like I'm getting, you know, real tomato, real lettuce. And so for those of us that are on the run, and trust me, a fast food burger should never be looked upon as, oh, look, I'm getting my 4 food groups. But in the 80s, that's what they did with Big Macs. Remember, they're like, oh, 4 food groups. But when you are, you know, going, okay, well, I'm going to get a burger, rather than the McDonald's cheeseburgers that I think, you know, maybe they have some onions and some pickles on it, you know, I like the idea of you at least getting some lettuce, at least getting some vegetables. And these E. coli outbreaks, oftentimes they do involve romaine lettuce. Now, I'm no vegetable expert, so I can't necessarily say why romaine lettuce as opposed to iceberg lettuce or other sorts of leafy vegetables are at risk. Maybe it's because it's just so common and popular and used by these fast foods that they end up just being luck of the draw, the ones, you know, that get affected. But, I can't stand seeing people get sick when they're trying to eat vegetables. And every year it seems like I'm reporting on an E. coli outbreak that has to do with romaine lettuce. And I would rather you eat romaine lettuce than iceberg lettuce. I think romaine lettuce has a little bit more green, a little bit more vitamins and nutrients. I try to tell people to eat a spinach salad. But, you know, I can hear people go, well, then you know what? Don't get the lettuce on your burger. Don't get the lettuce on your burger. Now, nobody's died from this. But the fact that there's been some hospitalizations make people a little nervous. And it's the Shiga toxin. The Shiga toxin, the sugar-producing E. coli toxin in STEC strains of the O157, do produce these toxins that are harmful to the GI tract, the vascular lining, and the kidneys. And so the toxin damages the capillary lining, platelets clump in the area to stop blood loss and initiate healing, and then platelets form a mesh in the capillaries. This damages red blood cells, prevents adequate blood flow to affected organs, and then you could get organ dysfunction and failure. So, you know, we don't want E. coli. And I know what people are thinking when they see these things. Every year, I post romaine lettuce, an E. coli outbreak with romaine lettuce. Now, mind you, there could be bacteria on a whole variety of things. But, you know, meat gets cooked. You could have E. coli in meat. You could have E. coli in undercooked foods. But we don't necessarily cook our crisp lettuce. So I want people to eat healthy. I want people to eat, you know, fresh food. Look at what happened with Chipotle. Remember Chipotle went through like a year or two of these, you know, outbreaks and these foodborne illnesses because people were going there for fresh food. The fresher you go, sometimes the more at risk you are for some of these bugs. And it's counterintuitive, it's ironic, and it's a shame. Because didn't somebody have a McDonald's burger out for 30 years and it still looked the same because of all the preservatives? I wouldn't eat it. It's probably has tons of mold and disgusting stuff on it. But the burger almost looked identical because it has a lot of preservatives and stuff. So our foodborne illnesses were at higher risk by trying to eat fresh, you know, like fish. Look at what happened with the oysters. You know, there are people out there eating raw oysters, and we had a couple people die from the Vibrio infection. And, you know, they're like, look, I'm not eating meat. I'm not eating processed food. I'm eating fish. So, you know, keep in mind, you know, if you have any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, chills, body aches, abdominal cramps, get it checked out. But when you report, you know, write down where you ate, you know, so they can figure this out as quickly as possible. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLING.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Marion gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you saw this very, very disturbing story. And I'm very confused, and I couldn't really answer a lot of your questions on this, but there was a nurse that was swimming in a pool. She's from Kenya, but was working as a nurse in, I believe, Ontario, Canada. And she was live streaming her being in the pool. She was having fun. She looked very comfortable in the pool. She was by herself, but she didn't seem nervous. It was still daylight, pool to herself. And while she's live streaming, she starts to struggle. She screams for help. and she ends up dying. So she is live streaming her death, her drowning. And we don't know why it happened. The video is very, very graphic. It's on YouTube. Apparently, it's you don't necessarily you know it's her that's screaming, and you start to see her flaying a little bit around. But it's still something that I would not recommend people watch. And I'm telling you about it. But it really starts to make people very, very nervous about, you know, how dangerous is swimming in a pool. So when you watch a video, she looks happy. She keeps coming up to check, her comments on the pool. She's a nurse, so she's, obviously, adept at, understanding pool safety, understanding, although, never, never, never swim alone. And this is one of the reasons why. So she's in the shallow end. She's swimming. She's smiling. She's talking a little bit to the camera. And then she swims, comes back to the camera, swims, comes back. And then she decides to swim a little farther out. And then you don't know what happened. She just starts to flail, screams, and actually drowns. They found her 3 hours later at the bottom of the pool. Now, I don't know if there was foul play. You couldn't really see somebody. And the fact that she was kind of flailing around for a little bit, because you wonder, is there somebody not in the video we're seeing that tried to drown her? But you actually see her swim around struggling. And she's only 23 years old. Her name is Helen Wendy Nyabuto. So my guess is maybe what happened is when she was, because she was comfortable under the water, she was submerging, she was holding her breath, doing breathing exercises. My guess is maybe she got a little bit of water into her lungs and she underwent a dry drowning. And she went into this laryngospasm. Then she ended up swallowing water, taking in more water. So you guys know the difference between dry drowning and secondary drowning? And I'm not saying this is what happened to her, but that's my only guess, because she obviously knew how to swim. So I don't know why during the day this would happen. But dry drowning is where water touches the first pass of the respiratory tree, vocal cords, larynx. So the water touches, and then you get this reflex, and it causes a laryngospasm. The vocal cords constrict, close up the airway, and it's a defense mechanism because the body's like, I don't want any more water coming into the lungs. Now, you know how when you guys swallow down the wrong tube, you know how it takes you a while to recoup? But most of us cough. We'll try to, but for some people, they don't get a chance to cough. So could you still talk? Yeah. You could still ask for help. And then the panic, she probably couldn't continue swimming during all this. The laryngospasm causes immediate hypoxia, lack of oxygen. And then if it's not reversed, you can actually die. But the reason why they call it dry drowning is water never officially reaches the lungs. In secondary drowning, that's a little different. In secondary, it's also scary. But secondary drowning is where the water gets inhaled. Then it sits in the respiratory tree, and if you didn't clear it out, it starts to irritate the lung linings, causes more fluid and inflammation, then you get pulmonary edema. Now, this could happen hours to days after the water activity. In fact, according to Florida Hospital Tampa pediatrician Dr. James Orlovsky, these events are rare, and they comprise about 1 to 2% of drowning incidents. But I get very nervous when I see kids inhale water. And then I tell parents, you need to watch them for a few days. If at all they have any trouble breathing, or have their doctor listen to their lungs, because they could get secondary drowning. So secondary drowning means water gets into your lungs, but water gets into the lungs, and then that eventually causes your drowning. Dry drowning is where you die from a water event with water not actually getting into the lungs, but causing laryngospasm. So symptoms of that would be cough, chest pain, difficulty breathing, shoulder pain, neck pain, confusion, irritability, behavior changes, fatigue, difficulty speaking. So that would be that. And so we always, worry about, dry drowning and secondary drowning during the summer or any sort of, But it's apparently she's 23-year-old Helen Wendy Nyabuto. She was in her motel. You know, she's a traveling nurse. Went to the pool. Nobody found her except 3 hours later at the bottom of the pool. The family has established a GoFundMe page. Apparently, they want to repatriate her body back to Kenya. It's already doubled from $25,000 to $52,000. They say Helen Wendy was full of life with a warm smile and a charming heart. Everyone who met her had their spirits lifted. She was passionate about her work and she touched many hearts. She looked so sweet. It's so tragic. So she had a temporary job in Collingwood. Her family lives in Kisii. So they it costs about $50,000 to repatriate the body and other funeral expenses back home in Kenya. So they are asking for donations. And Enoch Nyabuto, a family member, is helped, you know, start this. So I have a link, and you know, let's just review, you know, some tips to prevent drowning. Sadly, 10 drownings happen in the U.S. each day. That could be an understatement. The leading cause of death of children is unintentional injuries, and that includes drownings. According to the CDC, 20% of drowning victims are under the age of 14. But still, we have adult drowning victims, too, and a good number of them. Non-fatal drowning victims could sustain brain damage, long-term disability, and we also have pet drownings. So, pet drownings, they estimate the numbers in the thousands. I told you, we had my grandma had a dog, and my grandma was over with the dogs, and it was one of the very few times we had a pool. And we were in the pool, and the dog went into the pool, I guess fell into the pool, and I didn't realize until I look over, and the dog is just rolling over and rolling over. So I had to, you know, put the dog to get but the dog fell into the pool. Probably the dog tried to drink some water, that was my guess, and then falls in. And, you know, pugs have short legs. But pools, bathtubs, any bodies of water pose risks. So, you know, in terms of adults, a lot of adults are like, oh, I don't need to follow the rules of having somebody with me. I'm a grown-up. I know how to swim. Adults who know how to swim can drown. I know people are thinking, what are we talking about? This is a pool. People swim. Again, this reminds us, what happened with this nurse reminds us that anybody could drown in a pool. Not sure why it happened with her, but you know, and it's hot, so people are like, I'm just going to take a dip. Always let somebody know you're going into the pool. Never go into a pool alone. Never, ever, ever swim alone. All pools should also be enclosed. Fence height should be about 4 or 5 feet high. Entry gate should self-close and self-latch. Now, I know some people are worried about that. They're like, well, what if my kid gets in, but then my kid can't get out? Don't let the kid get in. Build that fence. Make sure if your kid goes over to a barbecue or a pool party or goes over to somebody's house for sleepover, double check the pool. I always worry. My kids were sleeping over at somebody's house. I'm like, are they going outside? Are they going? And the parents are like, no. Locked up, doors locked up. They're not going outside into the pool. Kiddie pools, ice buckets used for drinks. Those do need to be dumped out. A lot of people have coolers. Kids might play around, climb into the coolers. If children are in the pool, adults have to be in the pool with them. Arms reach. None of this. We're going to sit on the side and sun ourselves and fall asleep while drinking a beer. Remember, drowning is quiet. So if a kid is underwater, you don't hear it. So you're closing your eyes, enjoying the sun. That's why we parents, as soon as things get quiet, we know something's wrong. We're like, what the hell's going on here? Teach your pet and child how to swim. All kids should be in swimming classes, learn how to swim. Same thing with pets. Don't get distracted. Learn CPR and water rescue skills. I have this reviewed on my article on my Twitter and Facebook page. And then make sure that you try not to inhale water, please. No horseplay also. 1-877, Doc Sally, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is confirming more of your tax dollars are heading to Ukraine. Biden saying in a statement that $3 billion will be provided to help fight back against the Russian invasion. The money will be used for weapons and equipment, but the weapons and equipment will not be provided or sent to Ukraine until years from now. President Biden is planning to take executive action to forgive $10,000 or more in federal student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans. Biden canceling debt up to $10,000 for borrowers making under $125,000 a year or couples making less than $250,000. The handout could cost taxpayers $300+ billion, and Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez says he believes it's unfair to those who chose not to go to college. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of your comments are nice. I can't always read them on air. One of you have alerted me that Sylvester Stallone is single. I didn't necessarily have a crush on Sylvester Stallone. I had a crush on Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yes, thank you. And Bruce Willis. But I am not looking for a husband. I've been married 25 years. But sadly, Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer Flavin is filing for divorce after 25 years. So thank you for alerting me to that. But no, I'm not going to be reaching out to Sylvester Stallone. Nice guy. Can't wait to meet him. I met his mom years ago. Because I'm married, you know, and I do have a laminated list. My husband and I have, you know, who, if we did want to, I would never hook up with somebody, but if I did want to at least go on a date with somebody, even though I'm married, I get to do that with Viggo Mortensen. I get to do that with Michael Fassbender, with Bruce Willis. My husband said no to Jean-Claude Van Damme because he is so good looking. So he said no to Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm like, yeah, Michael Fassbender's good looking too. They're all good looking. Oh, and then MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson. I had the biggest crush on MacGyver. Yeah. I have a lot of people on my list. So, no. But sadly, yeah, Sylvester Stallone, from what we understand, he's 76 years old. His daughter, his wife is 22 years younger. But it seemed to be they might be splitting up. So I haven't really been following that. I think they have three daughters together. I thought he was previously married before her. But, yeah, so it's always a shame. I hate to see couples that, you know, have been together and, you know, it happens, though. It happens. One of you had asked about this fascination with live streaming. We spoke a little bit about this live streaming issue and how I think it is, sadly, putting people at risk. I can't say that happened with this nurse who died while live streaming, but we have a man who has just died after slipping and falling off a ledge on a mountain. He was hiking with two friends over the weekend at Cannon Mountain, a peak in New Hampshire located in the White Mountain National Forest in the northern part of the state. The incident occurred on Saturday at about 12:50 p.m. A group of three people decided to ride the tram to the top of the mountain. They planned the tour to tour the summit. Then they were going to return back to base and then take the tram down again. The group, though, changed their mind and decided they would hike down the mountain by themselves. However, New Hampshire Fish and Game said, unfortunately, they were not following an established hiking trail, starting down from what they thought was a ski trail. The group encountered a location that was rocky, wet, and steep with a waterfall. As the group tried to maneuver their way down, one of the hikers slipped, causing him to fall off a ledge. Authorities say the other two members who witnessed the fall immediately called 911 for help. First responders were able to hike to the coordinates provided by the witnesses in an attempt to locate the missing man. But when the authorities arrived, he was deceased and at the bottom of a waterfall. It's a shame. The victim was subsequently transported to a funeral home and identity has not been disclosed. Now, that wasn't necessarily live streamed I do see an uptick, and I don't know if it's related in terms of this case, but I do see an uptick in individuals who want to get that last picture, want to get that photo. And I'll see posts come up saying this was her last photo. This was his last selfie. And they're on a ledge. They're on a mountain. And even though the phone might have fallen with them, or the phone fell to the side, a lot of times they post it, they get it up there on Instagram, or they live stream it, and then something happens to them. And we have an obsession with marketing ourselves. Now, listen, I'm in the media, and I started Facebook Living very reluctantly when people said, we need to see you, we want to see you. I'm like, no, you don't. I don't have makeup on. I'm not always wearing a bra. You really don't want to see me. I mean, I'm wearing clothes, but still, you know. Sometimes I'm in my pajamas. Do you really need to see me? And they go, well, you can see Joe Rogan. You can see everybody else. We want to see you. So some of my, you know, episodes I Facebook Live, but that's because I'm in the media. That's a job. But there's these other, like, fascinations and these other sort of revenue streams that people have by just live streaming what they do. So my son said, you know, Mom, this is cool, you should do this. And apparently it's called Study With Me. And so you have a camera on you while you study. And there are people that apparently are making bucks while they're studying for medical school or college or whatever they're doing. The camera's on them. So you just watch them study. You see the cat hop on. You see the cat come off. And I guess the reason why people do that is not because they want creeps watching them, you know, scratch their eyebrow or straighten their bra strap or, you know, watch them pick their nose while studying. It's because there's people that feel isolated. And they're studying alone, and they want to feel like they're studying with somebody else. so they could log on and they could see this live stream, and in real time, they have somebody else that's also studying. And some people find that very conducive to studying. And then I guess there's ads that they sell, and there's money that gets made, so then people make money on this stuff. So people are monetizing this. And I'm seeing people live stream everything. So when you see with the nurse, sadly, the nurse who died, you know, she was live streaming her in a pool, swimming. And I know a lot of older generations are like, was she going to talk? Was she going to... There's some... You know how you have backgrounds? These TVs are now even selling backgrounds you could have, like a aquarium or things like that, and you can now digitally have these backgrounds. Some people use these live streams as backgrounds. They want a girl in a bikini in a pool as a background, I guess. Or somebody studying. See, me, I don't really offer a conducive background. I'm talking with my show. You need to listen and then shut off and then do some other thing. I don't want you distracted. But I would never just sit there and just live stream my sitting there doing nothing and working and, you know. And also when I see patients, you can't do that. But I do agree with you that we are having this obsession with our phones, and we have an obsession with selfies and an obsession with pictures and an obsession with posting every single thing we do. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, have you looked at your social media account? So my being a little bit more vocal on social media and more present on social media, there's another advantage to that for me. So I get invited and asked to multiple events, asked to volunteer, asked to work, asked to show up, and I'll say, I can't. I'm supposed to be, you know, I have a dinner to go to, I have this to go to, and I don't want anybody thinking I'm lying. So my alibi is in real time, here I am. I'm at the wedding. I told you guys I was out of town this weekend. Here I am. Out of town. And people check. People check to see if I lied. Because you see them go, and they don't usually like my stuff, and all of a sudden they'll like the picture because they were looking at it. And they're like, okay, well, you know. Or you'll see them viewing the stream. So if I say I'm out of town, yes, I'm going to be posting pictures. You would never think to do that because somebody could rob your house. But I need people to know I didn't lie. You know, well, why can't you do this? Why can't, you know, can you come in? I had to cancel a hair appointment. I love my hairdresser. But he is going to see why, because I am going to be at a certain place at that time that I was supposed to have the appointment. So I use it as an alibi. And, yeah, so that's why I'll post it. But please be careful, guys. Please be careful. Only use trails. You know, if you have to do the picture, you know, I mean, you know, just please, it's just not worth dying over. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for some of you that are still waiting to get your 2020 mail-in ballot, some people in Baltimore just got theirs 2 years after the election. And I'm not kidding. Right? They contacted local news saying, I just got my mail-in ballot on August 6th or August whatever. So they were lying. All right. For those of you who said you never got a mail-in ballot and you got ignored, you were accused of being a Trumper, you were accused of everything in the book, trying to upheave the election. I want everybody to be honest, because whether you're Democrat or Republican, you want a really honest, you know, and an election with integrity. They weren't lying. People who said they didn't get a ballot, I think they are innocent until proven guilty. And here's one example of what looks like what happened. So according to WMAR2 News, some neighborhoods or blocks of homes in Baltimore just got their mail-in ballots from 2020. They came 2 years after they were supposed to be delivered. Nick Frizone contacted WMAR News saying, I received my 2020 general election ballot on August 6th. His neighbors in Highland Town just received theirs as well. Now, is it that they get to now take part in the 2020 election? Or the election's done? Yeah, the election's done. And again, it might not have been enough to change the results, but if this is one neighborhood that didn't get their ballots, and we have heard multiple issues with the mail-in ballots, it does make you wonder if we need to revamp the way we do an election if we're going to start making mail-in ballots the norm. Frizone knew his ballot had gone missing. On September 29th, an informed delivery email notified him that his ballot would be delivered that day, but it never came. So he, however, did vote because he called the Board of Elections, and then he had to go in person to get a replacement. Now, the United States Postal Service declined WMAR2's News' interview request. This is Mallory Sofosti, and a USPS, United States Postal Service spokesperson Tom Ouellette wrote, regarding ballots seen in photographs from a customer's email, the Postal Service discovered a tray of undelivered mail in a Baltimore facility on Friday, August 5th. The tray's mail was from year 2020 and contained what appeared to be 26 blank ballots mailed from the Baltimore City Board of Election to addresses with a Baltimore zip code. Those mail pieces were delivered Saturday, August 6th. Well, they got it, at least 24 hours when they discovered it. They said, we deeply regret the late delivery of these mail pieces. The Postal Service does take these issues very seriously and is working to help avoid issues like this by going over our processes and procedures with all employees ahead of the general elections. The U.S. Postal Service is fully committed to the secure, timely delivery of the nation's election mail. We are in close communication with the Baltimore City Election Board and look forward to a successful election. So, Baltimore City Election Director said it would have been nice if they would have contacted us so the voters wouldn't have been confused. Now, honestly, that does show the work ethic. The United States Postal Service said, here you go. I am going to send you the ballot, so here you go. Now, we're not going to, throw it away and go, nobody knows. So if nobody knows, right, if a tree falls in the forest but nobody's there to hear it, it doesn't make a sound. So I think, at least they showed the integrity and they mailed them. But they should have notified somebody because the Maryland State Board of Elections meets with USPS regularly to discuss any issues. They say if for some reason you don't receive your mail-in ballot, you need to contact your local Board of Elections for a status update. If it gets down to the wire, voters should visit their local polling place during early voting or election day, meaning just go and vote in person. Or they could give you a provisional ballot to go and fill out if you do discover there's no ballot there for you. They say a third of all votes in the primary election came from mail-in ballots. A lot of voters do prefer mail-in ballots, but there are problems. So we have another election coming up, November 8th, is it? So the deadline to request a ballot online, I want to double-check that. That is a little late in terms of usually our elections come a little sooner, but the way Tuesday falls, that's never usually November 1st, so it falls that second week. So that Tuesday, the 8th, you have the week before to request a ballot online. Or you could pick it up and then you could. So I know some of you are going, well, you know what? Okay, it was just maybe a neighborhood. It was a couple blocks. Why the big deal? This doesn't mean the election has to be overturned. What it does mean is quit saying people are liars. When somebody says, I didn't get my mail-in ballot, there's something not right. Don't marginalize them. Don't try to cancel them. Don't let them, anybody who wants to vote, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party, whatever, wants to know that the election is being done fairly. And if somebody didn't get their mail-in ballot, that means we have a problem with the process where sending people things by mail will not always make it there. And so, you know, I have to type a report on a disability patient, and I've been waiting for the records for 2 weeks. They reached out to me and they go, I check the mail every day. I don't have them yet. I mean, the Postal Service can only do so much. And if they have staff and mail sits somewhere, I don't know how something could sit for 2 years. I mean, you also wonder, what about the 1960 election or, you know, the 1980 election? What, you know, is there anything sitting in a post office there? But the answer everybody has is, well, it wasn't enough to make it matter. It doesn't enough to make it matter. It wasn't enough votes. Well, when you start adding all of these up, and this is just one issue, and then you start to add up all the dead people that voted. I told you guys, in science, if you have any contamination and the data isn't pure, the data gets thrown out. Now, I understand there is never an election that is completely fraud-free. There's never an election completely mistake-free. There's always somebody dead voting in an election. You know, somebody will mess around. People will always test it. But any election that has any sort of mistake in it, we have to assume the process has issues in other areas. I mean, look at all these food recalls. They go, well, we had a bottle, and the bottle had pieces of metal shard. So all bottles that went down that, you know, was in that assembly line, all of those get recalled. We do that with our food. And I'm not saying we recall the election. Biden's our president, but that's the way the election went. But if we don't tighten up and get a better grip on how we do our elections, especially with mail-in ballots, I think we are going to have screw-ups after screw-ups, and nobody's going to trust the election. How many people have already spoken out saying, my vote won't even get there? There's going to be a little hole in the envelope. They'll be able to see what it is. They'll be able to, when somebody wants to avoid getting sick and they feel like they're going to be forced to go to the ballot box because they think something's going to happen to their mail-in ballot. Now, remember, these mail-in ballots were blank, so they weren't completed. But if you're trying to get everybody's vote, and you have a process, we're going to do mail-in ballots. We're going to send the ballots, and then we're going to receive the ballots, and it's going to be 100% accuracy. There should never be anything less than 100% accuracy in somebody's vote. But we're adding all these extra additional steps. And, you know, the post office, God bless them, they do the best they can. But it's common sense that there's going to be some mess ups. And if this was just in one city, and nobody believed the individuals when they originally said, I didn't get it, then what happened across all cities? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.